This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. An Israeli drone hit an apartment in a high-rise in the middle of Gaza City Center around noon, killing three militants of the Islamic Jihad group. The Islamic Jihad group confirmed the three killed in an airstrike at the apartment were senior members of its armed wing. Other residents of the 10-story building at the Ramal neighborhood evacuated amid screams and wails of women and children who ran barefoot and covered with dust to the street. The health ministry said 26 Palestinians were killed in the ongoing Israeli strikes, including nine children and a woman. More than 120 were wounded. U.S. President Joe Biden says there's no immediate evidence that the Russian government is involved in the cyber attack linked to a group based in Russia targeting the largest U.S. fuel pipeline system.
This is something that our administration, has been tracking extremely carefully. And I have been personally briefed every day. The Department of Energy is working directly with Colonial to get the pipelines back online and operating at full capacity as quickly and safely as possible. The FBI also is engaged to assess and address this attack.
Speaking to reporters on Monday, Mr. Biden said he'll be meeting with his Russian counterpart. A group calling itself DarkSide, a Russian cybercrime gang, released a statement Monday saying its goal with the attack on the Colonial Pipeline was to make money. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology.
So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation, and they have to just balance often the cost benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company and will defer information regarding their decision on paying.
This is VOA News. At least seven school children and a teacher were killed today and more wounded after a lone teenage gunman opened fire in a school in the Russian city of Kazan. 12 children and four adults were taken to the hospital, the head of the region said, calling it a tragedy for the whole country. School shootings are rare in Russia. Officials told state TV the gunman had been arrested. He was 19 and a registered gun owner. There was no evidence anyone else was involved. Footage posted on social media showed a police officer pinning a young man to the ground outside of the building. In another video filmed by an onlooker that was circulated by Russia's RIA news agency, two children could be seen leaping from the third floor of the four-story building to escape as gunshots rang out. Fewer Americans are now reluctant to get a COVID-19 vaccine than just a few months ago, but questions about the side effects and how the shots were tested still hold some back, according to a new poll that highlights the challenges at a pivotal moment in the U.S. vaccination campaign. Just 11% of people who remain unvaccinated say they definitely will get the shot, while a third say they definitely won't. According to a poll conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Now, that's where immunologist Kazmika Corbett comes in.
Oftentimes, people's questions, I'd like to say that it's not even necessarily vaccine hesitancy, but it's more vaccine inquisitiveness. I want to be a sister that is also a scientist, but to, you know, everybody, and especially Black people.
Immunologist Kazmika Corbett led the National Institutes of Health team that developed the Moderna shot and now volunteers hours of her time giving plain-spoken answers to questions from Americans, particularly Black Americans like her. The Chinese foreign ministry lashed out at the Copenhagen Democracy Summit for inviting what it called forces backing Taiwan and Hong Kong independence, describing the meeting as a political farce. Speaking at the summit, Danish Foreign Minister Jeppe Kofod criticized Beijing for imposing deplorable sanctions on Europe, referring to Beijing's retaliation for the EU's sanctions against Chinese officials involved in alleged abuses of ethnic minorities. Hua Chunying, a foreign ministry spokesperson, defended the sanctions as necessary, legitimate, and righteous at a news briefing today. Hua again underscored that Taiwan and Hong Kong affairs were China's internal affairs. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.